Blog Talk Radio.
Cable guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this. Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal, and you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man.
Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable guy.
My soul. Like never before, oh my Lord.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah, I got a God, don't change with the season. Yeah, 10,000 reasons I can believe in. Got no words, say less, I'm breathing. A, that's the law, new sheriff in it, ooh, KBR, passing bars, I'm a lawyer in the pool, I ain't never seen nobody do it like this, almost every inch and I rule it like this, look at my world, that's a little like drip, only go to my list, I'm like, who did I miss, let it breathe, ooh, go, let it breathe, yeah, peace, peace, Jesus, that's my creed, ooh, Michael B, yeah, he bossin', don't be a clown, but you're not it, worship in a mosh pit, I'm in this palm like the tropics, Men and women get in it, they get it, then they live again. Good and generous, definitive, that's from the genesis. Unlimited, inhibited, look at all of these witnesses. Give you the business, the second body, homie, he finished it. I got a God, don't change with the season.
Can't you see I'm on a roll? Been doing this since 16. Yeah. Rapping on the corner of the streets. Yeah. Christ is God, I lost my father, but I'll never lose my peace. Yeah. Yeah. I think he king, reigning supreme. Ooh, winning with ease. Ooh, you think it's sweet? Yeah, I believe way crazier things. Cool, I see that he coming back. He said it, then I react. I got this thing in the bag. You go and laugh. I will be doing it last. Yeah. Fresh and fat. Ooh, I got a God, don't change with the season. I couldn't help it.
Yeah,
sing
my song. Yeah,
sing. Hey, they crazy with
yeah. No worship in the mosh pit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
H E A K to the second letter.
This is a product of the WBNN, and this is the Trent and Make Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, you guys, I am so excited, man, to be back. You know, whenever I get a chance to do my radio show, I always feel a mixture of feelings, and one of those feelings is anxious, but mostly important, just really, really excited and always honored, you know, to be here with you guys. So I want to let you guys know that I have this amazing, amazing web series. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. It's on YouTube. I would love for you guys to check it out. You just type in the words Bitter and Broken web series, the subtitle. You guys can also check us out on Facebook, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series. Check us out on Instagram, Hurt People Series. You can check me out on Facebook, Ricardo Richard, R-I-C-A-R-D-O-R-I-C-H-R-D. Couldn't do the apostrophe sign. Facebook wouldn't let me be great. And the same thing on Instagram. So like all of my shows or whatever, I like to start off my show and letting everybody know that listens to me, you know. And I want everybody in the world to know, you know, who I believe in, and that I believe that Jesus is the only way to God, and that I believe that Jesus, you know, one day, you know, it says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So every show that I do, I want everybody to know that there's hope in Christ, and no matter what you've done in your life. And I was telling this to this guy the other day that I met actually at my brother's balloon release. You know, and I didn't know him or whatever, and I was just telling him, like, listen, it don't matter, like, what you've done in the life, in your life, no matter what you've done in these streets, if you turn to God and you turn from sin, God is willing to forgive us, you know. And I want to say that the devil, the enemy, the adversary, he wants us to believe, you know, that the things that we've done in this life, that is not forgivable. And if we repent and turn to God, you know, with a humble heart, God is gracious enough to forgive us. So I want to just encourage anybody out there, no matter what you've done, you know, you can always turn to God. God his arms wide open to receive you. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm always going to represent God, always going to represent Jesus to the day I die. All right, you guys. So I have an amazing guest, you know, my boy Dre. We were getting the opportunity to do a part two or whatever. I had so many questions, and I'm so grateful to have him on, like I do on all my shows. I always want to give my guests their flowers because it's such an honor and a privilege, you know, for them to come on and do this with me. I never take it lightly. So this guy, again, is amazing, man, amazing young man, African-American man, and he's done some great things in the community. I've known him personally just from college, and it, to me, it's always good coming from where we come from. For me, it's always good to see young black, like a young black man on a rise and just doing great. So, Jay, I wanted to give you your flowers, so welcome, bro.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that, man. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Thank you. Listen, it's like black. You know,
and I'm grateful for our relationship, man, for the friendship that we have.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. You're amazing too, bro. And this is like, I don't know, it's just this title I'm feeling, like Black Boy Joy, you feel me, or Black Man Joy. You know, women got their black girls rock, but I feel like Black Boy Joy, you feel me? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like as young black men, we don't have to be the stereotype. Like, we don't have to be angry walking around, you feel me? Yes. Like, you can have Black Boy Joy. I might have to put this now in the show now, right?
Boy, I like that, man. I
like that. For real, and this is what
I want to do. Listen, you need to copyright that right away.
Listen, have me some T-shirts. You feel me, Black Boys? Yo, God, you're amazing. So, listen, I wanted to say this. I feel like, I think I just kind of lost my thought, but I want to say, you know, we was talking about the other time about growing up in a neighborhood and all that other stuff. It's never, again, when I was telling earlier, it's never too late. You know, I feel like now, Dre, so many people are going through it, you know.
Yes.
It's a lot going on. And like I said on the last show, you know, since the pandemic, suicide has been going up. People have been taking their lives. Violence been going up. People can't pay their bills, their rent, you know. So I said on my live the other day on Facebook that we have to find something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? We have to find something to be grateful for, because if we look at our lives, we see what's going on in the world, we see what's going on around us. A lot of times if we look at our circumstances, we'll start believing that, yo, God ain't who he say he is. You get what I'm saying? So I want people not to focus on what's at, you know, in front of them, but focus on, you know, on the promises of God. You get what I mean? And for me, I'm always just trying to focus on finding something to be grateful for. Even if I'm having a bad day, Dre, like, I'm like, you know what, God, today is stressful. You know what I mean? These people getting on my nerves, but thank you, God, for a job. You get what I'm saying? God, this car giving me problems, but thank you, God, that I could get back and forth to work. You get what I'm saying? Like, family might
be stressful. And every day you wake up is a blessing. We forget that. Every day that you wake up is a blessing.
Is a blessing.
That's something to be thankful for.
Absolutely, and that's that.
My mom would always say, tomorrow's not promised to anyone. My mom would always say that, you know, growing up. So I think that's very true.
Absolutely, and I think that's a part of that black boy joy, just finding something to be grateful for. So the title of the show is called Checking In Again. I think it's just going to be something a part of my show now. Again, you know, I think I was talking to somebody recently, and they was just telling me, you know, how important it was checking in. And again, I tell everybody out there, check in on your loved ones. You get what I'm saying? Check, like, do you agree with me, Dre? Check in on the strong people. You get what
I'm saying? I agree 100%.
Check in on the people that you, quote, unquote, believe is strong and you think that got it all together. Like, check in on your strong people. Check in, just check in on people. You don't have to feel like, oh, a person ain't checking on me. Again, if you feel it on your heart to, you know, and you're thinking about somebody, I'm going to keep it 100. So the other day, and everybody listen, I want y'all to pray for my uncle in Florida. And the other day I had this nudge in my heart to pray for my uncle, not pray for my uncle, to call my uncle. And I was just like, man, I'll just call him whenever. And then I remember my mom calling me on Saturday, like, yo, your uncle passed out, he in the hospital. And I'm just like, God, you know what I mean? Every time I turn around, it's, you know, and again, it made me realize, and I was telling my friend, she called me, and she was just overwhelmed and stressed out. I said, listen, if I look at my circumstances and all the things that I've been through in the last year, I probably would have belonged in a straitjacket. But what I realized is I look back over my life and I see the footprints of God, and where every opportunity, you know, when things seemed like it was going crazy, I had to just keep, you know, remember the things that he did for me. You feel me? Even through the hard times.
Right.
I was praying the other day, Jay, and I'm like, listen, God, my heart is broken. You feel me? And I'm still trying to be faithful to you. And then I was reminded of, like, I was reminded of David, you know? David was a man, you know, after God's own heart. And basically, God took his firstborn son because he had committed adultery with his homeboy. You feel me? His homeboy, wife. You know what I'm saying? But he begged God, but God still took the baby. I think about the life of Job, who God took basically everything from him and his family. You get what I'm saying? I think about, if you know the story of Joseph, his brothers was jealous of him, and he went from literally being taken from his home, being thrown into the pit, going from the pit to being in slavery, going into slavery, having his master basically, his wife was feeling him. She lied on him. Then he went from there into the jail. And it says through all of that, God was with him. You get what I'm saying? And then eventually he winds up second in command and wind up forgiving his brothers years later. They didn't even know who he was. And with all that said, they didn't even understand that they was literally killing their blessing. You get what I'm saying? So with all that said, it started reminding me, like, listen, if I could sit back and look at all of these people, my forefathers, you know, and the faith who've gone through these things, I just got to remember that God is with me. I can't look at my circumstances. If I look at my circumstances, then I'll believe in a lie that God ain't good, and he is. All right, bro, I don't know why I had to say all of that, but it had to come out. So let's get into some of these questions, bro. All right, so I think earlier, you
and
know.
I'll pray for your uncle as well, just to let you know that I hope that your uncle will be okay.
Thank
I'll definitely pray for him as well, man.
Thank you, bro.
What you were saying, that's why it's important to check on someone, you know, to check up on someone. Cause sometimes I have been there, like I've thought about checking on someone, and then I got busy with something else. And I'm like, why didn't I check on them before? And then, you know, it's kind of crazy. The person or the couple people that I was thinking of, and I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me, but let's say like a couple of days later, and they were going through something. So it's it's kind of crazy.
And I also wanted to just put a disclaimer out there, you know, because one of the boys or whatever, and I'm glad about this show that I could be 100% authentic. A guy that I had grew up with or whatever from my Eastern had got killed a couple of weeks ago. He got stabbed to death by his girlfriend. And I just want to tell anybody that's out there or whatever, like, I'm not talking about nobody married or anything like that. I'm saying if you are in toxic relationships and these relationships don't serve you, especially when you're in relationships and, you know, we're not living, you know, according to the way God telling us to live anyway, we out of order. But I would say if these relationships or whatever, like if these relationships are toxic, I think it's in your best interest to leave. You get what I'm saying? Because literally seeing somebody I kind of grew up with is on the front page and being murdered, and I didn't know what happened to him. And then a day later, it was a girl on there. And again, I don't know the story. You get what I'm saying? My prayers to the young girl. You know, her family, my prayers to the guy and his family. But listen, I don't know who need to hear it, but let it go. Let that thing go like frozen. You know what I'm saying? You'll get an opportunity to love again. You know, if it's toxic, if you being out of character, if these situations is causing you to be somebody you not and it's causing you to get physical, it's just let it go. Just let it go.
I
think sometimes people feel like they'll never love again. Sometimes people begin to love people, that person, more than they love themselves, and that's a problem. You get what I mean? So I just, again, a lot of these things coming up tonight, and I'm just going, you know, with the flow, you know what I mean? But it's unfortunate somebody lost their life, you know.
Let it go, man.
I don't know who need to hear it, but let that thing go. Let it go, man. So we talked about individuality, right? And we were talking about that earlier. Like, I would say, bro, how did you know that you were different? Like, just from everybody else?
I guess, I mean, for me, you know, it has to do with my upbringing, my support system. So I was always the kind of person, like everyone, you know, when you're younger, you know, kids go out and, you know, whenever they want to, you know, I'm talking about like maybe around age 12, 13. I was able to deal with peer pressure. Like the other kids, they would go out drinking, smoking. That just wasn't me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just from like my, you know, my upbringing, my aunt was saying, don't do this, don't do that. So I knew at, you know, an early age, I didn't want to partake in any of that kind of stuff. So I've always, like, you know, I've always been able to, you know, I guess, go my own way and have my own path. You know what I mean? So I did not contribute that to having a great support system.
That's what's up. And that support system is true. All right, Andre, just sit tight. All right. Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
Maybe the reason you feel so empty is because you've reduced Christianity down to just a contemplative spirituality.
Lil Brody say he heard he popped the extra dose. Disillusioned by the church, he say he hecka dope. He say the Western church tasting hecka gross. I say before you go, check that extra note. You searching for something that's more than a metaphor. Something that you can experience. It's deeper than what you've been hearing. A supper that he instituted. Along the way it got polluted. But when the church was persecuted, they clung to it and ain't losing. They found our identity, not an ethnicity, but in something that was rooted. In the promise that he made to him. In the elements he gave to him. And he said that he was saved through him. Give us life and forgave through him. Make us one, we got the Son. The bread and wine as the conduit.
I know you by name, 'cause I know. When I'm coming
you looking for, yeah, it's outside of us. They say how you keep the faith, I say he promised us. Immortality is ours, it's applied to us. Every time we eat his flesh and drink his blood. Go look it up, look it up, look it up. Ooh, God so good he had to hook it up. Ooh, cause the conscience gets shooken up. Ooh, now we doing work trying to cook it up. Ooh, yeah, Jesus he made it a pledge. Cause he knew we get stuck in our head. So he gave us a seal that's filled with a mystery. He in the midst of the bread.
Amen.
Under in it with the bread. Sit. Under in it with the wine.
Bodily wow.
Now this universal promise, he bring it down, then I make it mine.
Now.
So when we struggle with doubt, we do not look to our fruit or our purity. That would not bring security.
No.
It's the supper he instituted that'll cure me.
I know you by name.
All right, you guys, and we are back. All right, so we have a caller in queue. So caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, love, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, sweetie. I want to say hi
Thank
to
you
your guest. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. I'm a fellow host. I just wanted to call and support Ricardo, who owns a piece of my heart. He knows that. And I wanted to say hello to you as well. Ricardo, I want to give
Thank
a shout
you.
Out. I want to give a shout out to you guys because, you know, you guys are talking real here. And so many people out there need to hear what you two have to say. So I just really needed to say that to you guys. So God bless both of you, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate that. God bless you as well.
You know, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You know, keep doing what you're doing because you guys can help so many people.
Thank you.
Before I go, I want to give a shout out to a couple other people as well. One of them, of course, is our Hall of Fame producer, Brother O, and our fellow host, Huni Bakatoon, Magic Man, because they are both going to be receiving Lifetime Achievement Awards. How cool is that?
Oh,
that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay.
I'm so excited for them. I'm going to get yelled at for that, I know it, but I don't care. I have to say it.
Yes.
But back to you guys, honestly. Keep spreading what you're spreading, man, because people need to hear you. God bless you guys.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
And then I appreciate you.
Thank you.
That was amazing. So inspiring.
That was really nice of her.
Very nice. And this is what I was saying about checking in, and kind words goes a long way. Like, just texting somebody, listen, I thought about you, I love you, you're amazing. You get what I'm saying? You're beautiful, you're kind, you're courageous. You know what I mean? Like, just, you just never know what that could do. You know how, like, you on the road and somebody do something negative to you, it could affect your whole day. Or you go to work and your boss say something to you crazy. You get what I'm saying? Or you get bad news from the doctors. Just one word could go a long way, man. It really, really
acts
of kindness. I challenge any of my listeners tonight, you know, tomorrow, do an act of kindness. Do something nice to maybe somebody who don't like you at your job. Maybe bring them coffee. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be, you know, what other people are being to you. You can always choose kindness. And this is what I wanted to say too, Jay. Before I, because I wanted to answer the question about being different too. I feel like it's a choice to be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many people have been afflicted. So many people have gone through some heavy stuff in this life, right? And nobody knows what people have gone through, you know, in their life. But I feel like that it's a choice to be angry. And sometimes mm-hmm. angry, and we don't even know why we're angry because we've been angry for so long. I feel like it's a choice to be angry. It's a choice to have unforgiveness. And I feel like it's a choice to be happy, right? So I feel like
that, I agree with that.
The energy that we put into or have put into with having unforgiveness, having grudges. Let me tell you about me, Dre. I don't like holding grudges. I can't keep no grudge because I was hearing this saying. They said unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. So the type of person I am, I have to forgive because it bothers my spirit. I wind up over. I'm an overthinker. I'm worrying about it. Guess what? The other person is. The other person moving on with their life, ruining somebody else's life. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like you over here stressed out, and this other person, you get what I'm saying, ruining somebody else's life. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
I do.
Set yourself free and forgive. If you don't know how to forgive, ask God. God, please, I don't know how to forgive. Help me forgive. You get what I'm saying? And I like to, of course, read my Bible and also go on YouTube, and I'll be watching sermons on forgiveness and letting go. And I had to realize that thing was a choice because to hold on to toxicity and the bitterness and anger and all that stuff is a choice, no matter what nobody
yeah,
does.
That stuff makes you sick as well.
It does make you sick. It shows up in your body years later, and you're wondering why you got a disease and you're the only one, you know, in your family with this, or you're 40 years old and got this disease, and it's like, where did this stuff come from? Is that stress? You got to let that stuff go. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I want to say this as far as being an individual and the differences. When I was younger, Dre, growing up in the hood, I felt like for me, I always knew I was different, Dre, but I never really truly accepted my individuality. So I always wanted to fit in with the crowd. And I look back now that I'm older, I never really fit in because I was always meant to stand out. And I heard a pastor that he said that you're a misfit. You get what I'm saying? But in the most positive way, like you're not meant to stand, you're not meant to fit in, because you're meant to stand out. So I'm just so grateful, like, that over in time I started embracing my individuality. And, you know, it took some time, though. So I just say any young brother out there, young Caucasian brother, like Spanish brother, whoever it is, you get what I'm saying, or young girl, whoever. It's not even got to do with a guy. You get what I'm saying? Embrace your individuality. God only made you one you. And I feel like that's the issue and it's the problem, like, where so many people are just wanting to be like everybody else. You get what I'm saying? And we never know what somebody...
Did you feel pressure?
Yeah.
Did you feel pressure?
I felt pressure. I felt pressure, you know, to do things that I didn't want to do to fit in. You get what I'm saying? And, yeah, do a lot of things when I was a teenager that I knew it wasn't me. I knew it wasn't me, but I felt like, you know, like, this is just a part of, like, looking back, maybe survival or just fitting in. But I always knew the stuff that I was doing. I knew it wasn't me. You get what I mean? And I sit back sometimes, and I say this all the time, Dre, like, sometimes I sit back, like, and I just thank God, like, yo, I literally, and I say this probably on my show often, I've literally grew up, a lot of people I grew up with is either dead or in jail. You get what I mean? So when I look at my life and I look at even being on having this radio show, never thought that I would do this. But, you know, I'm grateful. You get what I'm saying?
You're touching so many people, man, and so many people need to hear this. And so I think that you're doing absolutely a great job.
Thank you.
Like I told you before, you know, when we met up 2 weeks ago, it's just a blessing to have, you know, to have a friendship with you like this. So I'm blessed with that, definitely, man.
Listen, these people need to, if they don't know, they got to get some of this black boy joy. You get what I'm saying? I want to tell all my young brothers out there, listen, stay encouraged. Accept your individuality. You are a misfit. You ain't meant to stand in the crowd. You're meant to stand out of the crowd. You get what I'm saying? You're the only you. You might be the next LeBron James, the next, you get what I'm saying, MJ, the next whoever. You get what I'm saying? Great
hey,
person.
Next scientist, doctor, come on, that as well, you
doctor,
know.
Writer, anybody, but we won't
President.
Know that if we don't stand out. Imagine, and I said this on my show, Dre, imagine how many, like, how many dudes that come from where we come from. Imagine how many of them are talented. I met so many of, like, talented as people in the city of Trenton. So talented, man, musically, creatively, but so many people are living, you get what I'm saying, like literally living their childhood out every day. Even though I might be a person maybe 26 years old, but they're still stuck in when I was 7 years old and my daddy left and my mom, you know, we was on food stamps, and they're constantly living in that cycle of hatred. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And another thing, Rich, that I just want to point out, help is out there. There's so many things that you can, you know, look online, look for resources online. You know, there's people out there like you. And also, another thing is that people think of instant gratification. You have to think of long term. So you out here hanging out with the wrong crowd. If I could share a story with you, I won't go into detail, but long story short, one of my best friends growing up, he was hanging out with the wrong crowd. And one of his other friends was with them, and they were after my best friend. And then the best friend, you know, he ended up getting hurt and getting caught up in, you know, nonsense that didn't even involve him. So that's why it's always best, you know, to find out, the resources, the support, because it's out there. And you do not have to follow the crowd. You know, you want to be a leader, you know, and find your own way and find your own path. And you can't do it by yourself. So you need people who are going to, you know, be there for you, people who are going to believe you, people who are going to, you know, who are going to, you know, like, you know, having a mentor or role model. So I think that's so important. So, that's how I feel about that.
Absolutely. So, Dre, again, hold on tight. All right, bro. Check next for National Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
Cause everybody got their own folk that'll make a move. if you want to. The problem is you probably think I'm afraid, and in a way that's so true. But I ain't afraid you smoke me, dog. I'm afraid I smoke you. I ain't the only one with a family that I gotta make it home to. I need you to make it home too. They need you to make it home too. Cats flex for the rap check to make Black Death look so cool. We just here to make it old news, yeah.
Daddy let me loose, they gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby, I got the juice. They hatin' on my team, cause we the truth. Won't he do, and we the proof. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up.
Hey, oh Christ, I paid a whole price of my whole life. No cheapskating, glow light, there ain't no light. No ice, but I'm peacemaking. Boy, I eat bacon. Fault line, so I keep quaking. And the way I make these bars connect, I'm an architect, no Freemason. We baboons to them poops. I need lots of steak on my pasta plate. I go swag on them noobs. We go round for that gold crown. We don't slow down, we accelerate. So keep telling Satan I'm elevating. Even though he be hella hating, step your game up and quit bellyaching. Go harder, hit the casa, bro. Yo, bubble up ain't a double up. Well, you ain't no hustler, huh? See, I'm in the game like a right guard. They could lock me up in the psych ward, and I still be screaming out Christ, Lord. String me up on my mic cord. Really, it would be an honor to go. Cause the way that they be joking about your workout, I'm thinking the church is a comedy show. Never been and I never fold. If they snatch me up or I'm dead and cold, the gospel of Yahshua is still the greatest story ever.
Daddy, let me loose. They gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby. I got the juice. They hating on my team. Cause we the truth. Won't he do?
All right, and we are back. Now, we were just talking about, me and Dre was just talking about our individuality and just being mindful with the energy that you align yourself with. We were just talking about just basically, you know, people coming from broken homes and broken environments. And I was listening to this podcast the other day, and it was saying that, and it ties back into my series that I had created a while ago about hurt people, bitter and broken. It was saying that a whole person would never hurt you. A person gotta operate from a place of brokenness to hurt you. You get what I mean? So we have to be very mindful that a lot of times when people are inflicting hurt onto us, we never know what somebody's going through. We never know if it's intentional or unintentional. We never know if, you know, if this is how someone is raised, you know. And that's why I think conversations are so important. You get what I'm saying? It's important to, you know, have a conversation. Hey, you know what you did, you know. It hurt me or it offended me. And sometimes people might be like, yo, I ain't even know. I was joking. Like, my bad. Like, this is who I am, you know. So it's important for us to open up them dialogues with healthy communication. And it goes back into what we were talking about also about our mental health and checking in on each other. So all the, you know, like I said, all the young brothers and young women coming from the neighborhood or any place of America, because I believe – sometimes it's not even just about growing up in the hood either, Dre. You know, you could grow up in the suburbs and still feel like you want to follow the crowd. So I think that's for anybody around the world. Embrace your individuality, because God only made one you. I think when I was younger, I had so much, my self-esteem was so low. You know what I'm saying? Right. And now that I've gotten older, you get what I'm saying? Like, I've embraced it. Like, I was listening to this thing earlier too. Like, I would say for me personally, you know, like my parents are both like, I would say lighter brown skin people. Okay. So a lot of my siblings were either like brown skin or, yeah, like brown skin or maybe light skin. So I was like the one child that was dark skin. And when I tell you, when I was younger, I hated it. Like, I hated being the black boy because kids can be so cruel. You get what I mean? As a kid, you know, you get called, you know, you black, you burnt, you're this, you're that, you're ugly. You get what I mean? So I, for a long time, you know, I dealt with a lot of self-hatred. You get what I'm saying? As a kid growing up, and this is why I say it's important to, again, I was an individual, and my siblings were all lighter than me and, you know, beautiful. You get what I'm saying? So I was just, I always felt like I was like the odd child. You get what I mean? And it's important, like I said, to embrace your individuality, no matter if you're darker, you're lighter. And then I heard conversations, you know, with people who were lighter and they felt that way towards darker people. So, you know, it's just time for us. Yeah, it's time for us to look at life as it being a half glass full instead of a half glass empty. So, you know, accept your individuality. How important do you think it is to, like, isolate yourself from the outside world sometimes? You know, kind of rejuvenate your energy. Like, how is it important for you to go away and just you know, get yourself together?
To me, it's very important. So for me, I'm the kind of person, I would say, I guess I'm between, you know, introverted and extroverted. So, and also, you know, with my job, so I'm working with people. My full-time job is service coordinator. So I'm working with people, trying to coordinate their services, you know, following up with them, asking them about their well-being, you know, to make sure that their needs are being met. And then, you know, I have a per diem job where I work with a client who has autism. And also, you know, I like to, and of course, hang out with my friends, but I'm the kind of person, I need my alone time. I need to just be by myself and just relax and just reflect. You know, and I think what happens with a lot of people, some people, they're just always on the move, always on the move. Sometimes you just need to take it easy and recharge your batteries. And I see this a lot. And I think that there's pros and cons with social media. You know, with social media, people are always on the attack. You know, instead of just trying to, you know, take a deep breath and say, hey, you know, I don't have to deal with this person or I don't need to argue with this person. Or maybe I don't need to be on social media. So it's just kind of crazy. So for me and everything, you know, that was going on, you know, with George Floyd, with the riots. I just feel like it caused so much. I mean, that's a different story, but I feel like it just caused so much division. And I would think, you know, and also with the pandemic, that it would have, that, you know, you would think that it would bring people together. And I think at first it did, kind of, but now it's just like we're so divided. And it's just, this is sad. It's such a shame. So to me, it's just important just to recharge your batteries. And also just think before you speak, you know, and just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, be around people, you know, who care about you, who genuinely care about you, you know, not someone who's going to take advantage of you. So to me, that's very important. And I do that often. You know, like I said, you know, I am a person, but also I need my alone time. I need to reflect. I need to make sure that I'm okay mentally and emotionally. So I think, you know, that's very important. I mean, what about you?
I feel like, you know, for me right now, I've been struggling with balance in my life, right? So this is the first time in a long time that I'm not actually working on my series or I'm not really doing a lot of writing. The last time that I wrote was when my brother had got killed. So it's just like I really felt like I haven't been as productive as I've been in previous years when I was working on a series, I was in a play, I was writing, you know, I felt so productive. But what I also realized now in my life that I'm struggling with is just balance. That, okay, right now, not super productive. Like, I don't feel like I'm being super productive as far as working on my acting and stuff, but I do feel like I'm being productive as far as mentally and spiritually just trying to get myself together. You get what I'm saying?
That's important. And that's something that we neglect.
We neglect that just being busy and busy and busy. And I feel like I was busy, 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 busy. But then I felt like my relationship with God wasn't number one. You get what I'm saying? I started, I feel like almost idolizing the blessing instead of, you know, idolizing, you know, the God who created all these blessings for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not going to lie, I've always been a little scared. You know, I had, you know, when I was not too many years ago, I thought about moving to California and all that other stuff. And I'm not going to lie, like, I have fear sometimes about even because I went out there this summer and I'm planning on going out there in the next couple months. But just as far as with Hollywood and there are times where I just feel like spiritually, just because I'm learning, I feel like I'm a caterpillar, and I haven't got to that stage of butterfly yet. And I'm still going through my process with my relationship with God. And I just, for me or whatever, I don't know the type of person that I will become, you know what I mean, chasing a Hollywood dream, doing things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I'm always like, listen, God, wherever you lead, I want to go. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get caught up in a dream and then wind up, you know what I mean, becoming somebody that I can't live with. You know what I'm saying? So, God, whatever you want me to do, you're going to do it. Even if I'm just making videos and just putting them on YouTube, you know, whatever you want. I think for me before, Jay, I was chasing at times, you know, at times, not all the time. I feel like sometimes I was, the thought of me moving to California, I felt like was just solely about me and what I wanted to do. And I wasn't really letting God in on that. It was like, this is what I want to do for me, you know.
Right.
So now it's more so, God, what is it that you want me to do? You get what I mean? So putting God number one, it's hard, but it's definitely possible.
I don't think I knew about this.
Yeah.
About you wanting to move to California.
I went to Cali when I was like 12. You know, I was in a choir. Okay. Can't sing no more, so I ain't gonna.
You know, you can't hit those high notes anymore.
I can't sing for a lick. And then I was in like a singing group when I was younger and stuff like that. So I always, the arts was still always in me and stuff like that. But yeah, it was something that I wanted to, that I was thinking about doing and stuff like that. But I really love Cali. But I think when I went out there this past summer, I was just like, wow, it was a lot that I saw, a lot of homelessness. You know, a lot of stuff that the media doesn't really show. You get what I mean?
Right.
Beautiful state, though. But I was just like, I was very surprised to see a lot of things that I saw when I was out there. So I'm all right in Jersey for right now to God say move. But when he say move, it's going to be wherever he say. Or if he say stay, I'm going to stay. So it's just about him, you know what I mean? I for a long time, I really wanted to chase the Hollywood dream and all of that. And I just see so many people that literally were so talented, and they're, like, completely different now. You know, it like, Hollywood can steal your innocence. And I ain't selling. My soul ain't up for sale. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand that.
You feel me? So I'm fine where I'm at, to God say otherwise.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this on my show too, bro, about self-care. So I'm going to tell you, this Saturday I had like a self-care today where I just did some things for myself. You get what I'm saying? I didn't fully get into the full day, but I told myself once a month, and I encourage my listeners out there, once a month, you get what I'm saying? Or whenever, it ain't really no regimen. It's something I started. I wanted to do this for a long time, and I didn't stick with it because I allowed myself to be busy and productive. And sometimes it's okay to take a mental break and a physical break from everything in society and to take care of yourself, because what they say, if you ain't no good for yourself, how are you going to be good for others? You get what I'm saying? Throughout my life, I've neglected myself. You get what I'm saying? And I'm always put others on the forefront. So I just encourage anybody listening, man, and I'm going to talk about this on my next show and dodge more into it. But self-care, make sure you take care of yourself. You get what I'm saying? However that looks for you, whether that's, hey, yo, I'm about to go talk to somebody mentally, I'm off. Hey, I'm about to go get me a massage. Hey, I'm about to go walk this mile. You get what I'm saying? I believe that self-care could be divided into a mental thing, a spiritual thing, emotionally, you know, financially, you know, self-care is just, is really, really important. I just want to see more people out there taking care of themselves. And a lot of us have neglected ourselves, and we've been so caught up in, you know, with being busy sometimes where we don't just have a self-care day and check in with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. That's
important. How do you feel about a self-care day?
Hey man, I'm for it. Like with everything you just said, you know, just taking that whatever you do, you know, like you said, going on a walk or getting a massage every month or whatever it is, I think that's just very important.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to take care of yourself.
You have to
take care of yourself before you can help anyone else.
Absolutely. The teacher that I was that I worked with, she was just talking about on her birthday how she just wanted to climb and go hiking. You know, everybody's their self-care is going to look different. Some people might want to climb. You get what I mean? But just take that day out, you know, for yourself to just rejuvenate and, you know, move forward. You get what I'm saying?
What did you do? Did you go into it a little or?
Huh?
So when you had that, your self-care day, what did you do on that day?
I wanted to get in this thing called a colonic or whatever. So I went to go do that or whatever. And I encourage people out there, you know, to get one. And it's healthy, you get what I'm saying? Because people don't understand that we have a lot of toxins and buildup and just, you know, a lot of waste in your, you know, in your bowel. And I didn't know that a lot of the diseases actually start from your colon. So I would just say I would definitely tell people more about that. But we'll talk more about that when we come back from our musical break. So track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
And I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, it's for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems. But God came and took me the road. Can't wait to look in his eyes. All of my life, I've been battling lies. I found the truth and took off my disguise. Come for my head, I still live for the prize. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was in the city going down, trying to blow. Everything changed when I learned to let it go. Hopping on stage, I ain't in it for the show. Only got one life, so I gotta let him know. Talk about real, I seen a man told bad hill. I seen a woman drooling out the mouth. I seen the demons in the cast it out. I seen my brother throw his toe vape in the lake. Seen smooth heel from the dark. I seen the spirit change my own heart. Can't tell it all, but this is good start. Who got the keys to the Jeep and the hill up? They ain't never been real up. Shook, I'm aligned in chillin' my face blue steel. I ain't never been stiller. Ooh, KB ain't gotta get bigger. Ooh, Southside sing killers bring light to the dark spots. Wake up, I didn't make up this song to divine concealer. On the bread of heavens, like the red and black 11s, walking through the pearly gates. Bobby do the most, I'm in the Holy Ghost. I'm looking like the Pope swerving race. They gon' get the word today. I send a text back, never curse the faith. Jesus, curse is break. Slaves get freed in the words away. Ever seen a dope dealer? Cold killer, gold brother crying on the floor with a sign. Put your hope in him, got a hole in him now, you got a hole in him. Tell him the Dead Sea here. We the new Israel, Israel, God really lives here. Watch the sin here, way more than sin. We begin here. But the Lord is my witness that KB is closer than blood. I got that HGA tatted right next to my heart, so you know it's gonna always be love. Don't need no contracts or labels. You know we got him a seat at my table. Hovey little bro, so I'm willing and able. I keep some riders at home in the stable. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I done told it all, but I still got more. Remember when the folks got killed next door? Partner told me still pills not blow. Shorty told me my career won't blow. Swear I don't care about the status. Why would I clout checks when God is my daddy? Take all my records, my money, my Grammys. I'm still gonna die richer than you can imagine. Jesus the King, I'm his prophet. Send me to Nineveh, I get it poppin'. They see an interview, swear I ain't with it. I say, come see what I do in my city. From coolin' with Kendrick to walking through Romans with people in prison. Let me stop talking, cause man, I've been did it. Can't let my left hand on my right position. Y'all just don't have a seat when I transition. I can't tell it all, man. Let's go.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back. So I'm so grateful we have a caller too, in queue. So we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun. Please. Oh, so I'm sorry, sir, if I'm saying your name wrong. Huni Bakatun, is that right?
Hey, man, that's one of the best efforts that I heard from anyone. But to correctly pronounce my name, it's like saying who and me together. Who and me. The middle name is Bark. Yeah, the middle name is Bark. Almost like a dog bark without the R. And then the final name is Atun. Okay. But young brother, man, my heart goes out, man. I jumped for joy when you first came on to our great network, man, and you. I mean, you really, really doing it up, man, with your very special honored guest. How you doing, sir? Andre, right?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Hey, man, you know, happy returns for you, man. You did it up the first time. You're doing it up tonight. And I like the interaction that the two of y'all have, man. That's really, really saying something there. You know, Foster, you, I mean, I see a beacon of hope when I listen to your shows, when I sit back and see how inspired that you are. You're going hard for your savior. You get what I'm saying? I mean, you're really, really doing it up, man. I just want to let you know, as your upline, that I think the world of you. I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Okay?
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of him as well. He's definitely amazing.
Thank you. I'm going to call you Mr. Hooney because I don't want to mess up your name. I'm going to go with Mr.
Hey, it's an honorable. You know, that's my travel name. That's why, you know, I try to keep it simple with a lot of people. And just simply call me the Magic Man.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It really means a lot. And that's why I was just saying, you know, kind words go such a long way. Dre, you know what I'm saying? Maybe by the end of the year we could, you know what I mean, pick up this conversation again. Do you have any final thoughts, anything that you want to say? You want to give people your Instagram, your Facebook, you know, anything you want to say to the people out there?
No, I just want to thank you, man. You know, it's been a pleasure being on here again with you. Like I told you, texted you a few minutes ago. I love your energy. I love your positivity. And I think we need more of this, you know, more of this in the world. So, yeah, I'm just grateful to, you know, to have such a great friendship with you. And then the other thing, just with people, you know, just thing I would say is just never settle for less. And always keep believing.
Absolutely. I love it, bro. I love it. All right, everybody, it's in Goldie time. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you young people, you know, and let me be relevant in the music of drill gospel music. Now, dig what I just said. Drill gospel music. The other type of drill sometimes cause hate, violence in our community. We need to drill this type of music that is positive with life. And since I'm the greatest DJ that ever lived, I want to thank all the people that count us down and never believe that we can come up with great people. And just like our lifetime achiever elect said, Hooney Bakatoon, you know, this young man came with this network at a time that was needed. And we're glad for him tonight. I love me, Ricardo Rashad. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Facebook at Oladele Malewa Ngozi. We're at Ngozi Time both at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oladele.Ngozi both at my and gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect in both the art and sound and contribution to music, as well as the prowess in producing. And also, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Oladele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. What more can I say? And, of course, get in and on with us tomorrow night with our wonderful young man has transitioned and ascended to greatness in hosting. His name is Moody Black. And tomorrow night right here at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, final thoughts and wonderful transition to Ricardo Rashad. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right, you guys, I just want to tell you guys, listen, my listeners, anybody that listened, that helped me down, that's been there, I just want to tell you guys I'm here to serve. I'm of service, you know, again, to the king. So I'm just grateful for anybody that tuned in and just listened to me just talk is a blessing. I just want to let everybody, of course, know again, I would love for you guys to take out the opportunity to watch my amazing series. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. We have 2 amazing seasons. 3rd season, hopefully, it'll be out by the end of the year. Again, you guys can follow me on Instagram, Ricardo Rashad. You can follow me on Facebook, Ricardo Rashad. My Hurt People page, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken on Facebook and also on Instagram. Tell somebody again that you love them. Reach out, check in. Let's be there for each other. Let's hold each other down. Listen, we are a community. We got to look after one another. Normally, you know, when somebody like a grandmother or somebody passes away, the glue kind of falls apart. And as these next generations is going and time is going fast, I just want to encourage everybody, you know, let's keep our kids together, keep the cousins knowing the cousins. When I grew up, a lot of my cousins were brothers, and I feel like these next, you know, the next generation is kind of falling a little short. So I would just say let's keep the families together, let them know each other. Again, I'm just a young boy from my East Shore, and just want to be used by God. And I hope you guys have a blessed week, a blessed month. Thank you, guys.